Good morning. How's everyone doing? Good. Good. Well, we're going to do a little treasure hunting this morning, but we're not looking for gold or silver. We're actually looking for Jesus. So let's see if we can find Jesus here. Now, Duncan, if you look to your left, you'll see something hanging on the pulpit. You want to read that out loud for everyone? Read it as loud as you can with a nice, manly voice. What holds water, and at that place, Jesus gives us eternal life. What holds water, and at that place, gives us eternal life? Lily? The font. So, since Lillian gave me the answer, she's got to come and find the next treasure, the next saying that we're going to talk about. So, Lillian, do you see it anywhere? No. So, therefore, if it's not on the outside, it must be on the inside. Okay, with a nice, loud, womanly voice. Go ahead.
God speaks to me from this book.
God speaks to Lillian from this book. What book is she talking about?
That book.
No, not that book. That's the hymnal. Hint, hint. You see it? Oh, good, good, good. So, Since you found the book, let's go see if you can find the next clue. Let's go looking for Jesus. I'll go with you. Since it's not written on this side, so therefore, Easton, where must it be? If it's not on the front, it must be on the back with a nice, loud, manly voice. This is where Jesus showed me how much he loves me. Where is the place that Jesus showed you how much he loves you? Right there. Right here. But we can look at this one because there's something written here, isn't there? There's something written here. Can you read what that says? What does it say? Where is Jesus? He's not on the cross. Where is Jesus? It seems like he's gone, right? Well, you know what? You could come and sit back down now. Jesus actually isn't gone. We don't see him with our eyes, with our physical eyes, because last Thursday, the church celebrated his ascension into heaven. So a lot of people think, well, Jesus is not here anymore, therefore I can do what I want. Does it work that way? No, Jesus is always with us. How do we know that Jesus is always with us? Began here for all of you. It continues in the Bible when you read and hear about what Jesus has done for you. Whenever we look at the cross, we know that Jesus has kept his promise to us. And what did Jesus promise us at the cross? That he would die for our sins. He would take all of our sins away. So since Jesus is on the cross, where do we find Jesus? Well, we find him here in church. Actually, my dear young brothers and sisters, we don't find Jesus. Jesus finds us, and he comes to us. He comes to us in the Word, and he comes to us in the sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper. And this is where Jesus is. He's always coming to us. And what is Jesus always saying to you? What is he always saying to you? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid for anything. Because I am always with you. I will never leave or forsake you. I am always coming to you. And that's what he's doing this very moment. He's coming to you and he's telling you that since he and the Father are one, he has glorified the Father and the Father has glorified him. And because God has done this and because he has died and risen and ascended, we know that he's coming again and that he has forgiven us of all our what? Sins. Very good. Easton, you don't have to whisper it. You can actually shout it. Sins. He's forgiven us of our sins. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and give thanks to Jesus. Jesus, thank you for coming to us always. You come to us in our baptism. You have come to us in the Word. And you continue to come to us, O Lord, here in this place. As we come into your presence, you are here, and you announce to us in your body and blood that our sin is forgiven, and that our faith is strengthened, and that, O Lord, you are always with us, for you will always keep your promise. You will not leave us as orphans. You will come to us. And you have sent to us the Holy Spirit, who continues to keep us in the one true faith. Thank you, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for keeping your promise, for loving me, and for forgiving me of all of my sins. And all the children said,
Amen.